This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to the Real Side Radio, hour number two with Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. And it is great to be back with everybody. And thank you all for joining us at realside.com as well as the Facebook room. And if you wanted to call in, and I do believe we have a caller, 855-732-5563. I usually don't do this. I usually change the subject on top of every hour. But I just came off of watching Bernie Sanders at this climate change town hall thing that they just had on CNN. And I just spent about 20 minutes or 15 minutes just riffing on and really ranting on this situation, where basically a Democratic voter asked him, they said, what can we do about population control in this world? Because there's too many humans on Earth, and it's affecting the climate change problems that we're having and the environment and everything. And Bernie Sanders basically said, well, go ahead.
Abortion,
let's hear a little clip.
Get involved in birth control, to me, is totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
Okay, we caught the end bit of that there, where he had a smattering of applause. But right before that, he essentially said that we need to fund abortions to poor third world countries. Absolutely horrifying. And to speak about this, I believe we've got Ed from Washington on the line here. How you doing, Ed?
Yeah, real quick, like, you were spot on when you talked about overall this kind of thinking is genocide. Because that's exactly, but think of it their point of view, the liberals who want to change our country into a socialist government. If you can hold the population internally so no one can be born into this country to know the freedoms that they have, and you bring in people that are under the thumb of socialists, they've already been a mindset to accept a socialist government. If this country can turn it around to be socialist, then you don't have to worry about people in this country having a population that knows the freedoms and support the freedoms of our country, because you're trying to convince the population that they don't need to be born in this country, that you just invite people that are already familiar with socialism, so they'll accept the new socialist United States.
You don't sound shocked at this, because when I heard this tonight from Bernie Sanders, who is the third highest leading candidate on the Democratic Party right now, Socialist Democrat Party, he'd want to call it for himself, you don't seem stunned by this transparency, which we're now starting to kind of see across a lot of different candidates. You know, the fact that they're just openly stating things, racist things about how they feel about this president and anybody that votes for this president. They want us to be blacklisted and everything else. But you don't seem shocked by this.
Well, the only thing that hasn't shocked me is I've been looking for this for a long time. The only reason why they're coming out with this is because they know that they need support. They're dying in so many areas because of these new evolutions that they're coming out, that they're trying to get anybody they can for support. Now, those people that get grant money for all of those facilities that sponsor, like Planned Parenthood, they're obviously going to be voting for someone who wants to support their jobs, that grant money. So that's what they're doing this for. They're asking And that little thing about, well, women have baby in other countries not to have more babies. The thing of it is that position, the reason they're trying to hide the fact that they want our country to first adopt mass genocide so they don't have people being born in this country that will already appreciate the freedoms we have, because that would be an objection to the way that they want our country to be, which is to become socialist so the government runs the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a red herring.
Right. Ed, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time and giving us a call from Washington State. And, you know, I couldn't imagine if Trump said something like this. If Trump said, you know, essentially to the effect of, let's kill poor people, you know, so that population control can impact environmental policy around the world, what do you think the left would say on this? And, you know, the argument is going to be that, well, Bernie was talking about birth control and not abortion and this. And no, he was talking about the Mexico City policy and the treaty. And this was about government funding abortion. So the fight is, and you're going to hear this right now on social media, ladies and gentlemen, so prepare yourself when you are, if you are going to be a keyboard warrior and you're going to get out there and fight it. They refer to the Mexico City policy. The Mexico City policy is specifically about the U.S. government using taxpayer funds to fund abortions overseas. Bottom line. So don't let anybody come in there and tell you, oh, don't believe your lying ears and your lying eyes. Bernie didn't say that. Of course he said that. And, you know, I don't usually go over hours and continue the subjects here because we've got a fascinating guest coming up here in the next, right after the break. We're going to be talking about how folks like you, like myself, can get involved in politics and how we can change the world from a local perspective. And that doesn't mean, you know, running for office. This means basically getting out and helping people understand what this fight is about. We have to get people to understand what Bernie and Kamala and Elizabeth and Biden, if he lasts, want to do to our culture and our society, to our traditions, to our history, and for our future and for our future children. And so stick around, because I think you're going to find this to be a very fascinating interview. Her name is Anna Timmer, and you may remember Anna. We're going to play this right after the break. She actually stood up at Justin Amash's town hall and handled him pretty well, and it went viral. So stay tuned after the break. We'll be right back here. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio. Stick through the commercials, folks. This is going to be fun.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
And Dave Sussman and Cher here for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. And you can find us all over the Fruited Plain on the GCN network on 53 stations as well as Salem Radio. I'm flabbergasted, and for me to be speechless in these moments is a rarity. But again, everybody's just now starting to learn about what it is that Bernie Sanders said in this climate change town hall thing on CNN. And I wanted to get straight into some other issues, but I want to just touch upon this for 1 minute with our guest here, Anna Timmer. Anna Timmer worked; she was an activist for Justin Amash in Justin Amash's district in Michigan, and she is now focused on talking talking to regular citizens, helping them get involved in 2020, focusing on what's right and what's wrong and who we should vote for and how people can get engaged. And Anna, before we get into the whole Justin Amash thing, I know you just learned about this yourself. Any reaction to what we just heard from Bernie Sanders, who basically is using abortion, to say that we need to fund abortions to the poor third world countries for population control and climate change?
I'm just learning about this, but this is absolutely horrifying and despicable, and this is something that the left has been promoting for decades. They've been promoting population control, as an environmental agenda for years, but it hasn't been mainstreamed until now. They haven't come out and said it until now. I just think more and more the left is taking off their mask of what they really want to push. And this is kind of Margaret Sanger's legacy coming to fruition.
That's exactly what we were just talking about. You're right on point. And I think exactly what you just said, they're taking off the mask. They are no longer faking it. They are saying exactly what they've always thought. They want to take away your guns. They want to do all the things that we've said that they wanted to do. And now they're vocalizing it. So incredible, incredible story. This is going to be a story that's going to get a lot of it's going to get a lot of thrust behind it. I certainly am going to be talking about it on the show tomorrow as well. But Anna, okay, I wanted to have you on. We had you on America's Voice Live yesterday, and the problem with doing live TV is we never have enough time to get really into the meat of things. So for our audience, I'm going to play a short clip here of you speaking to Justin Amash, representative, who was just, he just left the Republican Party. He became an independent. He was originally a Freedom Caucus advocate. In fact, I think he founded one of the representatives that founded the Freedom Caucus, but he has become out staunchly against President Trump. Here's a quick clip.
You know, the last time you ran. So I was there for you from the very beginning. I'm not sure how many people applauding his courage were, but I would like to say since that time, I've changed my position on you. And you have spent the last 2 years failing to do your job, which is to directly represent the popular will of your constituents.
That's not my job.
I double checked online before I wrote that in my notes. So it is your job.
My job is to uphold the Constitution.
Those are not mutually exclusive. Do you realize that those are not mutually exclusive?
They can be. Okay. That's why our system is designed.
In the way that you've behaved.
Okay. I could go on listening to this because you are fantastic, and everybody should go check out Anna Timmer, Justin Amash online. She's got a YouTube channel. You'll find it. It will come straight up here. But Anna, quickly encapsulate, you worked for Justin Amash to get him elected originally. Tell us a little bit about that and then what the turn was for you.
Sure. So back in 2010, that was kind of the heyday of the Tea Party movement. There was a lot of energy behind going back to the roots of the Constitution, going back to the roots of liberty, and really, you know, a response to the election of Barack Obama, who was the farthest left president that we'd had, at least, you know, in recent memory. And so Justin Amash was a libertarian conservative, and he was riding in on that Tea Party wave. And so he had a lot of energy behind him, especially from a lot of young conservatives. So that was why I got involved. I really wanted somebody in there who was going to shake things up that wasn't going to be an establishment conservative. So he was the anti-establishment candidate and that type of thing. So I went door to door for him. I was very passionate and very energized by his campaign. And so a big part of why I went to his town hall was because of how disappointed I was, because I had supported him so strongly in the past. And I feel that he is such a hypocritical figure because he bills himself as a constitutional conservative. And I fell into that trap, and a lot of people did, because he has this, you know, this type of intellectual narcissism and that he has this unique ability to interpret the Constitution that other people don't have. That's kind of how I've come to see him. And he misses the spirit of the entire document, in my opinion. You know, this is a document created by and for people who are freeing themselves from tyranny and, you know, freeing themselves from elites. And so...
Right. And,
you know, we don't need any more gatekeepers.
I'm with you on that, and we've got a commercial coming up here in a couple of minutes, and I want you to stick through the commercial. But talk a little bit about how his leaning towards more of a libertarian bent, although I don't think he's considered himself as a libertarian, and that, in what you say in your words, is that that political philosophy divests itself from sovereignty and the religious morality of our founding as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, I believe that he does align himself pretty strongly with the Libertarian Party. He really doesn't hold almost any positions that differ from the Libertarian Party. He's not strong on pro-life issues. He lost his right to life endorsement. And he does not support securing the border. So that's kind of a big problem with the Libertarian philosophy, is that they miss the entire religious morality that surrounded our founding. Because when you have freedom of religion, that's one thing, but the Libertarian Party takes it the next step to freedom from religion. And when you have freedom from religion, then you're not going to care about things like abortion. The Libertarian Party, you know, does not have any position on being pro-life whatsoever in their platform, and Justin Amash has not stood up against abortion, and you're not going to promote self-control, which is necessary for self-governance, and it's necessary for sovereignty.
Right. I had him on my panel at Freedom Fest. I think I'd mentioned that to you yesterday, and I asked him pointed blank. I mean, I was very, very upfront with him, and I said, and I want to get to this actually after the break. It's too long for a segue here, but we're gonna talk more and have a lot more discussion here with Anna Timmer regarding Justin Amash, libertarianism, and how we can all get involved and save the country. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian's death toll on the Bahamas has risen to at least 20. The health minister says that includes 17 victims from the Abaco Islands and 3 from Grand Bahama. The U.S. Coast Guard says it has rescued more than 45 people after deploying several helicopters to the region.
At this point, we're still in the early stages of the response. We are concentrating very much on parts, fuel, people, communications gear.
Now that the infrastructure is fully crippled, search and rescue efforts are seriously hampered. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray takes a look at Dorian's current path as it's now aiming for the U.S. coastline.
All along the Georgia coast, South Carolina coast, Charleston could see a big push of water as we go through the day, that storm surge, and then as it races off the North Carolina coast, possible landfall somewhere in the Carolinas.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Can't touch this.
And welcome back. You know what? I love Animal House. Anytime there's an Animal House clip, I could just sit here and smile no matter what else is going on in the world. But Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. It is great to be with everybody. Hi, everybody in the Facebook chat room and across the interwebs and all over the place. And if you're not following us on realside.com, you can hang out in the Facebook room. Just look for Real Side and meet some new friends. Everybody's chatting in there. And if you'd like, you can also call in 855-732-5563. Took a great caller at the beginning of the hour here. But right now we have Anna Timmer, who is, I guess you can call yourself, Anna, a self-professed a citizen activist. You're out there. You want to talk about regular citizens getting involved in 2020. I love what you did with Justin Amash, as I was about to talk about right before we were so rudely interrupted by commercials, that I had Justin on my panel at Freedom Fest, and I was asking him specifically, you know, like you supposedly stood up for conservatism. You stood up for this president, and you don't believe they spied on this president, but you're against spying and all the proof that was out there. And he just, the machinations that he used, it was like watching the game of Twister, where he tried to support himself without supporting the president and supporting the Constitution without supporting this president. It was weird. It was weird. And before I get into your activism, what is Justin Amash? What is his glitch right now?
Well, I think the glitch is as simple of an explanation as the male ego. And
that's deadly.
A lot of people have tried to really dig deep on trying to figure this out. And I've known him, like I said, for almost 10 years, you know, from afar. And he came out very strongly, you know, in a virtue signaling way during the run up to the 2016 election against Trump. He did not like him. He had a personal distaste for him. He wasn't the only one, but he came out very strongly, kind of like the Mitt Romney feel, where he just doesn't like Trump on a personal level. He announced on Twitter that he would not vote for Trump in 2016. He has been in the Never Trump camp very firmly ever since. He never came around. You know, people like Ted Cruz, you know, they came around. Rand Paul, they came around, you know, because they're pragmatic. They care about the country. They want to work with the president because they feel that that's what's best for the people. Justin Amash couldn't do it. He couldn't swallow his pride and do it. And so, but he has his career to think about. And he had, you know, he's 39 years old. He has to think about where does he go from here.
Is that all?
And not swallow his pride. I really think that's it. I think it's.
No, he's only 39?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah,
he looks a lot
older.
He's a
very young man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think this is about him trying to reconcile his pride and not wanting to, go back on the things he said against Trump years ago. And I think he really personally doesn't like the guy.
Yeah.
And he's also trying to preserve his goals, his political goals for the future, which I think are fairly grandiose.
Okay. Let's talk politics. When we had you on America's Voice Live yesterday, you were talking about how activist citizens, you don't have to run for politics. You don't have to be a candidate for an office. Most people work for a living. They're taking care of their families and their children and trying to get kids, you know, to the soccer field on Saturday mornings. And we just don't have time, realistically speaking. But at the same time, you still can make some changes. You and I, yesterday, we talked about what Scott Pressler is doing in Baltimore and everything else. From your standpoint right now, talk a little bit about that perspective and what it is that you're doing right now to get people involved.
Right. And, what you just mentioned, that people work, that people have soccer games, I appreciate that totally. You know, I'm a business owner. I'm a mother. I'm very busy as well. But I think that people have to stop viewing this as just another election. It's not the same as it's been in years past. The stakes are much, much higher, and people have to get their mindset into almost a time of war. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm not trying to exaggerate the point. But this is not, you know, a war where we take up arms, but it is it's a war of ideas, and it's a cyber war. You know, a lot of these policy issues are being fought, you know, over the internet. You know, we see, you know, the climate panel that's going on right now. I mean, that's trying to influence the psyche of the American populace. And we have to stop waiting for other people to promote conservatism and win elections for us. We can't wait for our politicians to do this for us. We have to get out there and go door to door, and we have to meet people, and we have to talk to our friends and family, and we have to all get involved, because otherwise we're not going to recognize our country if we lose in 2020. In 5 years from now, we won't even recognize our country.
Most of our listeners and viewers, because we are online as well. Hi, folks. But if you are sitting here and you're watching and you're listening and you're engaged, you obviously, to be watching and listening to our show, you must be engaged. You're educated on the issues. But what do you do, Anna, to suggest to somebody to take it from that next step, getting away from the keyboard, getting away from the radio stations and the TV and getting out the door to go? Where to go? Where do you go? What is that first step?
Sure. So I recently, a few months ago, came across a group called Engage the Right. And if you just put that into Google, Engage the Right, you will get directed to their website. And they have put together a handbook that I think it's like 30 pages long. It's not that long of a read. And it goes into explicit detail for how people can get involved in their local politics on the local level. So how they can form committees, you know, in their own cities, how they can get involved, you know, with the local Republican Party. It lays out a lot of very simple steps that everyday people can do. Like I mentioned on the program yesterday, Scott Pressler has a project called Letters to Voters, and that's even simpler. That's something that takes an hour of your time. He is asking Republican voters to write 5 letters to people, to independent voters in battleground states, just talking about the issues. And he gives you the script to write, and he just asks that you provide the stamp. And even just as simple as calling up 5 friends or family members that are more moderate, that are sitting on the fence, and asking them out to coffee and talking to them about the issues and just staying vocal about it. I mean, these are simple ways. Obviously, everybody, you know, can do a whole lot more. You can get involved in campaigns. You know, an election year is just a few months away. And I encourage everyone to get involved with a local campaign if they have a couple hours a week. And you can knock on a few doors. You can make a few cold calls.
And that's engagetheright.com. That's engagetheright.com. Okay. And in our last minute, 90 seconds here, I want to get into the juicy stuff with you. You became an internet sensation when you went to that town hall. You stood up against Justin Amash. And obviously, there were a lot of Justin Amash supporters in that audience there. But the video of you went viral. What happened? What was that like for you?
It was absolutely terrifying, to be perfectly honest. I'm a pretty private person. I'm not a very outgoing person. And when I realized how many people had driven from across the other side of the state, you know, kind of an instant fan club for Justin Amash, and they were shouting down anyone who spoke against him in that town hall environment. And so I was very nervous, but, you know, I think that, you know, God was with me as well when I was speaking, and I was able to get out what I wanted to say without faltering. But it was definitely a once in a lifetime experience.
Well,
sure.
you considering the fact that you weren't in the limelight and you're not a famous person, you were extremely articulate in front of a very big crowd, relatively speaking. Any pushback from people? Obviously, you know, people comment on YouTube. Have you read all the comments? What was that like?
Well, I was blessed that in the fact that it mostly went viral in the kind of conservative end. The first 12 hours were pretty rough because my video was first on MSNBC Hardball.
Oh boy!
And it wasn't anywhere else. So I spent, I think, maybe 2 minutes reading the comments under the MSNBC clip, and it was just all horrible. And so I just shut my phone off, and I said, I'm done with that. And then Breitbart picked it up, and some other conservative outlets picked it up, and it went viral from
and
there
and
on the
smart,
conservative side.
You're smart to do that. Tell everybody where they can go find your YouTube channel. Watch the entire thing real quickly.
Yeah, so you can just look up my name, Anna Timmer, on YouTube, and you'll be able to find my channel from there. I'm on Twitter at Veritas Sola.
Great. Thanks so much, Anna. Greatly appreciate you taking the time, and we'll have you back on again real soon. Take care of yourself, and thank you for everything you're doing. All right.
Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
With you, Real Side Radio. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. We're also live on Facebook, and our website, realside.com. .com is where you can find everybody chatting in the Facebook room. And if you haven't heard me before, I come in every couple of weeks, sit in for Joe. I am on America's Voice Live daily from 10 to 12. It is America's Voice News, and you can download that app on Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple TV and all of the other places as well. And my co-host Amanda Head and I, we just comment and talk about the news and clips. And one of the things that I saw today was from the city of San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on yesterday, to declare the National Rifle Association, the NRA, a domestic terrorist organization. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and the resolution claims that the NRA incites and arms those who would use guns in acts of mass terrorism driven by hatred, and it reads in part, whereas reported hate crimes have increased by double digits since 2015, whereas where over 393 million guns in the United States, which exceeds the country's current population, and whereas our elected representatives, including the president, have taken an oath swearing to support, defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, blah-de-dee, 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 blah. way they are doing is that they are resolving that the city and the county of San Francisco intends to declare that the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. San Francisco. You know, I can't even go into the city anymore. I'm sorry. You know, if you guys are so focused on this leftist agitprop that you're seeing from Mother Jones and the Daily Cause and MSNBC and CNN, and this is where your focus is, and this is where you're spending your time on these meaningless resolutions that don't do anything other than just propel the extreme leftists to be voted in again by the extreme leftist voters. What are you doing, people? Don't you have some needles to clean up? Don't you have some poop to clean up in the streets? I don't know. Anyway, we've got a caller, actually, from San Francisco. I don't know if it's about this issue or not, but David from San Francisco, welcome. How are you tonight?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're filling in for Joe, right? Is it Dave?
Yeah, Dave Sussman. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. I'm another Dave. David from San Francisco.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's a great city. It's a real city. And in fact, you know, if you think about it, most cities across America, they're filled with these corporations, which are just like giant leeches that suck all of the money out of town to their corporate headquarters. And to have a local restaurant or a local, you know, bar or local shoeshine parlor or hat maker or, you know, walking stick polisher. I mean, you got all kinds of different small shops out here, and it's a real city with a real economy. And that's one of the things that people like about it the most. I used to have a traveling salesman kind of job. And when you go out in, you know, throughout the Midwest, for example, and you see how many places are stuck with a corporate gas station and a corporate chain, you know, 7-Eleven and all the grocery stores are corporate. There's no local. That's how you keep the money in town. So, but, the real reason I called, though, here, let me take a quick look at my notes, because what I was interested in, you know, if you look at, in economics, you're familiar with the expression externalized cost?
Externalized cost? Okay, cost outside of your control. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's basically it. You know, if you pollute something into the river, that's externalized cost. You pass your cleanup costs are passed on to somebody else. Right? To just hide it and dump it is externalized cost. If you've got an assembly line and they're churning out widgets so fast that people are getting carpal tunnel in 3 weeks' time, so you got to constantly hire new people because their wrists are still good.
Okay.
You know, that's externalized cost if you don't pay the medical bills for those people, right? So when you start looking at these major corporations that are leaving externalized costs all over the world, people that are injured, pollution all over, you can't go fishing anymore because they poisoned the rivers, you know, that's externalized costs. And to give tax breaks to companies that don't clean up after themselves means that you're not only not forcing them to clean it up, but you're letting them keep the money.
What's the question, Dave?
Oh, well, I heard you interviewing that woman with the Republican Party. I wonder how they stand on that.
Standing on what exactly? Tax breaks on corporations?
Yeah, externalized costs.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it's fraud, right?
Well, let me just say this. Let me ask you a question and try to be concise as much as possible here. To you, what is a corporation? Is it some monolith, faceless monolith, or is it made up of people that work in your community?
For the top down, the top guy is always in charge, and you know everybody has to obey. I don't know. That seems like a sorry imitation of a human being.
I don't understand what that means. Let me ask you, Dave. Dave, you're in San Francisco. We only have a few minutes here, so I don't mean to keep to interject here, but this is radio, so we got commercial coming up. If you have an idea and you want to start a business and you take money out of your house or you borrow from your family or you save up for 10 years to start a business and then you hire people and you have an idea, you have a concept, you have a product, don't you want those people to work for you and for you to tell them exactly what to do for your company to survive and to be successful?
Nice little local business, yeah. No unfair trade practices, you know, we're dumping product at dollar
store. I understand where you're going with this, but what you're saying is that if you are as a corporation now, you're working in San Francisco, which is one of the highest tax cities and one of the highest tax states in the country, aren't you to make sure that you stay in business, aren't you going to try and find a way to try and save cost on your taxes?
Well, if you actually get something for your taxes, like I appreciate paying taxes and getting clean water out of the tap. I appreciate paying taxes and having every time I use the toilet, it's not sitting near me.
Okay.
And it actually gets cleaned up before it gets disposed of.
So what percentage should corporations pay at? What rate? 50%, 70%, 90%?
Out here, yeah, I'm going to recommend something to read on economics called Narco Alago. Narco Alago.
I'm asking you a question. As a citizen of San Francisco that has obviously a problem with corporations and companies coming into San Francisco, maybe they're a chain, maybe they're, you know, a brand that we know of, whatever it is, you have an issue with them. What should they be taxed? What percentage?
Well, the true cost of damages. In other words,
that's not an answer.
Rolling by every day, how much do they tear up the roads with their trucks? Do they have smokestacks? Do they have so many people out on the sidewalk every morning, coming into work?
So we should have a government that's going to go into every single company and determine that exactly that the trucks that are driving down the road are going to be taxed a certain percentage, and the companies that are polluting the air with airplanes and travel, they should be taxed a certain percentage. Who determines that? Who becomes the arbiter?
You're not answering that as a business person. I mean, what are the each individual itemized costs to the city? You know, water production, sewage, egress, roads and bridges.
Right. So isn't that what taxes are for now?
Beg pardon?
Isn't that what taxes are for now? Isn't that what we do with our taxes now for infrastructure?
Right. And so what the scam is with the Chicago School of Economics is that they think they can give away externalized costs to all of these corporations as an incentive to create jobs. Well, they'll create the jobs in China, poison them, and run away with the money.
Okay, but when you hire people, when you hire somebody, we've only got a minute left here. When you hire somebody, do they not pay taxes themselves? Do they not go out and buy products and services and get internet and buy a house?
You mean you want the little guy to pay for it, not the big guy?
No. A corporation is made up of little people.
Are there money hoarders?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Now you're kind of out there. All right. I think you're marginalized yourself with that last statement there. If you're hiring a company. All right, and you have 50,000, 5,000, 5 people. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a small business or a big business. Those people now have jobs. They go out and they buy products and services. They go buy cars. They put their kids in private schools. That pays tuition to the teachers. This is what people do. It's called working. And you've got some idea in your mind, this ultra-leftist idea in your mind, this Marxist almost idea in your mind, that there is some limited size pie in this world and that everybody should get an equal amount and that a corporation is evil in its approach. For what? A corporation is made up of people. It's made up of people. That's all it is. And yes, you have a boss that makes a lot of money because this is the person that he or she decided to go out and take risk. And that's what risk is. It's called capitalism. Risking your capital for a return. And most people don't get a return. I can go on forever on this. Thanks for your call, Dave. We're going to be back here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.